Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
We have Donnacha O'Mahony here, career guidance teacher. I'm not going to ask you to sing.
No, really, I will if you have to.
About that, would you? We'll keep that in mind. Secondary schools around the country, lots of people, pre-leaving cert students are being asked to pick their subjects now, aren't they, Donnacha, for their senior cycle. They've done their junior cert, many of them in transition year. A few in third year, some of them know exactly what they want to do after school, but for most, they don't know for definite and they want to keep their options open. So Donnacha is, as I said, career guidance teacher at Loretto Stephens Green and Irish Independent columnist. So now, news from the CAO before we come to the subject choices about first preference choices and some of the areas that have gone up and gone down this year, Donnacha. And there's some big differences this year, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of big differences. I suppose this is the 1st of February cutoff is what we're looking at and compared to the 2022 numbers. Now, we still would have thousands of students who have not put in any course at all on their CEO. They're waiting for the change of mind facility to open back up. And we still have a late application deadline up to the 1st of May. But yes, there's a lot of differences in a good few. You're looking at medicine and nursing are down. So medicine's down 11%, nursing down 10%. Now, during COVID 2021 particularly, they sprung up. Medicine was sprung up by about 25% and nursing by 21%. So it's probably going back to normal pre-COVID levels in particularly medicine and veterinary, of course, down significantly as well by almost 20% for veterinary medicine. And again, a lot of reasons for that. It's a very high point course. You're looking at 601 points last year. There's only one place to do it in Ireland, and that's in UCD in Dublin. And we have more and more Irish students heading to Europe to study veterinary. So it could be a reason for that as well.
And we see, don't we, over the years that the news agenda tends to affect CAO choices.
Yeah, absolutely. So we saw last year in the news a lot about global warming, environment courses went up by about 35% last year. They're down 15% this year. And like we said, COVID was very significant for students picking health science courses. And even during the recession, we saw a drop off in engineering courses and construction courses as well.
So now let's come to the TY students and those who aren't in TY, but they're still in that situation where they're having to pick their subjects around now. What are the key questions you should be asking yourself?
Yeah, so the key questions is, what do you like to do? Like, that's, it sounds very simple, but you'd be surprised students don't pick what they like, what they have the ability to do, because sometimes you mightn't like something that you're just naturally very good at. Certainly don't pick courses or subjects based on what your friends are doing. Don't pick them based on what teacher you might have. Oh, if I have Miss Byrne, I think I get a H1 in my English. It doesn't work like that. Miss Byrne might not be timetabled to teach you. She might go into a management role, go to a different school, go on career break. So you have to take all those things into consideration. But really, your ability, what you're good at, and keep an eye on what you might need as a requirement to get into university as well.
Okay. As always, when you come in, we have lots of questions.
Good.
So let's start. Could you offer some guidance on whether it's dangerous to drop all sciences for the leaving cert? My child has no desire to pursue any degree that requires them. It's normal for A-level students to do this at this stage, but it seems to give rise to some concerns for the leaving cert.
Well, I actually didn't do a science myself for the
leaving
cert.
Neither did I.
Well, there you go. case in point. So look, if you have no desire to do anything in science, there's no point in doing it. It can be a brutal 2 years to study a subject that you really have no interest in or want to use afterwards. Mm-hmm. So I would say there's no issue with that at all.
Okay. Dimna is seeking advice on career options for her son. He's interested in sport and business. What would be the best route? Now, she's talking about after leaving cert.
Yeah. So actually, Maynooth University have just brought a new course out that'll be September 2023, and it's business studies with sports science. So that's brand new to merge both of them together. But there are a lot of sports and exercise degrees that do incorporate a lot of business in it as well. It's just a matter of breaking down the modules. That particular one in Maynooth is about 75% business, about 25% sports science. It's more to get into the business area of sport rather than sports science itself.
So you might just want to take a close look at the
exactly.
courses that are on offer, because some of them will have a bit of both in there. Now, my son, says this listener, really wants to do an apprenticeship. We were talking about this the last time. He's in fifth year. He's not very academic. He'd love to leave school now, but I'm trying to encourage him to finish and do his leaving cert. He didn't do his junior cert due to COVID in 2021. Have you any advice?
Yeah, I would say try and get him to do the leaving cert. We even see a lot of apprenticeships now as a minimum entry requirement will ask that you pass five Leaving Cert subjects. So I would say yes, try and get them, because again, he'll have a certain level of education that's required as he moves on, because he will have to study in his apprenticeship and he will have some college time as well. So it'll be good to have the Leaving Cert in the back burner there.
And also just to take your time as well. It just gives you, there's no rush. Yeah. That's what we say all the time. The new computer studies subject, does that count as a science for third level entry, asks a listener?
Well, it does. It counts for a second science for about 65 courses on the CEO. So very interesting new course. We're actually bringing it out in our school next year. So we're really excited to bring it on board. And yes, it does.
Now, this is interesting because somebody wants your opinion on this one, which I'm sure you'll give us. I'd like to know Donica's view on taking subjects like music and art for someone who's interested in a career in science. They're all linked.
Yeah, so music and art, definitely, yeah, for something in science, is it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, art does show spatial ability. Music does show, you know, a lot of verbal ability and even non-verbal ability as well. So, yeah, connected to science, but certainly have your science subjects in there, because you won't meet the college entry requirement if you don't have at least one science subject.
Okay. My son, says this listener, is choosing subjects currently and doesn't want to do any science subject again. Is this a problem? He'd like to keep a practical subject. He's torn between construction and PE. He enjoyed word work, but didn't do technical drawing. Would that be a problem? He's very sporty, likes the sound of PE. Would you recommend it? Now, other than that, he is choosing French, business and geography because he likes those and he doesn't really know what he wants to do after school.
Yeah, so again, when you're picking your subjects, the only real ones that will come into college requirement will be higher level maths or ordinary level maths, which one you're doing, a science subject and a language. So they're kind of the three big ones. If you did a science, a language and higher level maths, you're leaving yourself open for the majority of courses. So he's looking at more practical courses. So PE is split into 50-50. So it's 50% exam, 50% practical, where you do a lot of work on the iPad and movement and biomechanics and things like that. That's very interesting. Construction, again, is about a 60-40 break, actually, where 60% of it will be practical skills and the project. So if that's where he's more inclined, and we see more college courses are actually more focused on project work rather than terminal exams as well. So yes, if you're more project inclined and you work better that way, I would pick the subject based on that.
Now, I'd say a lot of people are in this position. My daughter has absolutely no idea what she wants to do after her Leaving Cert. And bear in mind, a lot of these people we're talking about, they're in transition, you know, they're very young. And Catherine wants to know, have you any advice regarding subject choice? She gets average grades.
Yeah, so what I would say is pick a language, pick a science. And then your two after that, if you wanted to pick a business, and then if you wanted to pick an art subject like history or something like that, politics, you could certainly go that way. And it's leaving your options open for everything.
Just keep it broad then, if you don't know what you want to do. Yeah. Anne asks, if you just pass honours maths, can you use the bonus points to add to your points total without using maths as points and take six other subjects for points? This might sound confusing. It does to me, Anne, but I'd say it doesn't to you, Donica,
it's a very common question among students. So basically, if you get a H6 in your maths, you get 25 bonus points, H6 or above. Now, that brings you up to about 71 points. So if you got a H3 or higher in everything else, you wouldn't need that 71 points. Mm-hmm. So I think what Anne is asking is, can I take that 25 and put it onto English?
Yeah.
And the answer is no, you can't. It's only for maths.
Scuppered. Now, Claire says, her child gave up German for Leaving Cert. He's interested in engineering and can do that in UCD, but it was at 577 points last year. He won't achieve these points. She seems fairly sure of that. What options does he have? It'll have to be in Dublin because they live in Dublin.
Yeah, so again, look, you're looking at TU Dublin has brilliant engineering courses, significantly lower points than that. Would be the main one. DCU is not significantly lower than UCD, but lower, it's still in the 500 point range for the engineering, but certainly look at level sixes and sevens for engineering in TU Dublin as well, which are definitely a lot lower.
Yeah, and for people who are in that pre-Leaving Cert or in that cycle, apprenticeships, if they're interested in that, is now the time to start looking at that? Should they focus their subject choice on that as well?
So they don't have to focus their subject choice, but yes, you start looking. So you'd be looking at places that take on apprenticeships. The first real thing you have to do when you're looking at apprenticeship is finding employment first, finding a company who will take you on and that they're registered to be able to get you into your exams and everything else. Mm-hmm. So that's the main thing. Now, there's no panic on that. You don't have to start in September, have to start in October like university or PLCs. So there's no panic. You could start it over the summer if you wanted and just kind of focus on your Leaving Cert for now.
It's more just to remember that it's an option and it's a really good option as well really for good. So many people.
And we have level 8 qualifications in a lot of apprenticeships, including insurance, recruitment, finance, accountancy. So yeah, brilliant option. And you earn as you learn.
And listen, it's worth saying as well, isn't it great to see Transition Year back up to speed now after COVID? They're doing great things again.
I'm a massive fan of Transition Year. You know, the statistics show it's a brilliant year for education. But personally, I see students developing personally and socially throughout the year as well. So I'm a massive fan.
Is it hard to get them back into the grind of class and study in school then when they have to?
The first few weeks are tough for them. They're shocked at the work, but you know they're very adaptable and resilient. So yeah, they manage it.
Donegha, we'll have you back very soon. Thank you very much for joining us today. And if listeners want to find Donegha on Instagram, it's Leaving Cert Guidance. That's what you need to look for. And to remind you that you can listen back to this item and all of our shows on the RTÉ Radio app. In the headlines, Tourism Ireland has said next month's visit to Ireland by the US President will be a wonderful opportunity to showcase the island of Ireland to potential holidaymakers right across the United States. And